Vayter in Shasmir and Daf Chav Tes, being on the Chav Chesem Beis, by the very bottom of the page, very last word on the page, Tana Rabbanan. So we're going to be dealing today with things that were Mevatel Talmud Torah for in order to do, which is going to lead us into a discussion how the Ribono Shel Olam is with us, even though we are find ourselves in Golus. Moving on to the next part of the Mishnah, that we don't use the shul as a shortcut, then when the shul is in ruins, how we leave it in ruins, and different things of the sort. We're going to move into the next Mishnah, the bottom of Amud Aleph, which is going to go into the Arba Parshios, the four different Parshios that we read leading up until Purim time, around that time, which is going to take us through pretty much till the end of the Da. Dr. Gemara. Chav Chesed Beis, very last word. Son Rabban, on Mevatel Talmud Torah, Lotzos HaMeis, from Mevatel Torah, in order to go ahead and bring out the dead, someone that we have a funeral to go to, Lachnos HaSkala, and to go ahead and to bring the Kala from her father's house to the Chuppah. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, they said about him, Rabbi Eloi, Shehayim, Mevatel Talmud Torah, Lotzos HaMeis, Lachnos HaSkala, that he did that. By Medvar, what are we talking about? B'she'ein Sham Kol Tzarko, if you don't have there enough people to be there already. If there's enough people there, what does that mean, Kol Tzarko? We're going to see a few different answers to this. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Inya Mishmei Derav, Tresar Alfei Gavri, it's 12,000 people, Vishisa Alfei Shifurei, and 6,000 people that are blowing the shofar, so a total of 18,000 people. For Amalah, some say, Tresar Alfei Gavri, you mean Nayo Shisa Alfei Shifurei, it's 12,000 in total, and of them, 6,000 blowing shofars. Ula Amar, he says, Kigon, the Chaitzi Gavri Meavula Ad Sichra. He gives a different answer. He says that what's considered enough people, if you have enough men that go from the gates of the town to the cemetery. Rashi says, Mechitzas anashim mishara ir ad beis hakvaros, makom shesoten osho sham, the place where they mourn from there, where they're maspid of over there. Rashi Shesama, he says, Kinesinasa kach netilasa. As it was given, so too it should be taken. Meaning to say, means kinishas the Torah, when we got the Torah, that's how it's taken also. Man is seen also b'shishim riboy, just like when we got the Torah, 600,000 people. After the tilas of b'shishim riboy, we have to have 600,000 people. And hani mila yilaman dekari v'tani, that's talking about somebody who learned the Torah and he learned Mishnah. Avalaman demasni, but someone who actually taught it, less lay shir, there's no shir about how many people be there in order that it should be enough, so you're mevatla. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Borei Kama Chavivin Yisof, you see how beloved we are to Hashem. Shebechol Makom Shegolu Shechini Yomayim, for every place that they were Golu, they went to, they were exiled, the Shechini went with them. Golu L'Mitzrayim Shechini Yomayim, when they went to Mitzrayim, the Shechini went with them. Shemar Zaposek says, Haniglo Niglesi El Beis Avicha, B'yosem Mitzrayim, was I not revealed to your father's house when they were in Mitzrayim? Galu the Bavel Shkinah, when they went to Galu to Bavel Shkinah was with them. Shemar Zaposek says, "Lema'anchem shilachti Bavela, for your sake I was sent to Bavel." Va'af kishen asin li Galu Shkinah, also when they're going to have Galus, Shkinah is going to be with them. Shemar v'shav Hashem Elokecha esh fuscha, and Hashem is going to return with those that are returning. V'heishiv lo nemar el v'shav, not that he v'heishiv he will return them, but v'shav he himself will also return with them. Malamet Shkodesh Baruch Hu shavimami b'segalios, it comes to teach that Shkodesh Baruch Hu comes back with them. Bach says, Shechina b'Bavel heichi sharia. The Shechina that was in Bavel, where was it shor? Where did it reside? Where did it hang out? Amar Abaye says, B'bei kinishta de hutzal, in the shul of hutzal, B'bei kinishta de shaf v'yosef b'nahar da'a. The base Knesset that was destroyed and rebuilt in Arda, Rashi says that Ubuna Yachnia v'siyasa me'avanim va'afra shevirim imayim, Begalusan, when they left the Gullus, they took with them the dirt and the stones of the shuls that were destroyed. Like the pasuk says in Tehillim, in order to upkeep that pasuk, it says that he desires these things. Don't think that the Shechina is there and there. Sometimes it's in one place, sometimes it's in the other. Amar Abaye, Tesi li, I should get schar, like we saw in yesterday's daf, also the same law. Shon chimerachikna parsa ayelna umetzalina hasam. If I find myself within a parsa, I go to daven in those places. I go in there and I daven there. Story time. Avud Shmuel v'Levi av Yosef b'kinishta d'shaf. The Yosef in Arda, they were in this shul, the one that was destroyed and then they rebuilt in Arda. As the Shechina came, whatever that means. Shamu kol riksha kamu v'nafku. So they heard there's like a lot of noise going on, a lot of action happening. So they got up and they were out. They figured the Shekhinah is coming. Avsheshes have Yosef v'kinishta the shafi Yosef ben Ardar. Avsheshes was once over there. Asher Shekhinah v'lafak. He said, nope, I'm not getting out. I'm staying. Also, Malach Hasharis come v'asale. They came and they tried to scare him to get him out. You know, the Shekhinah is coming. So Amar Leah, Amar Lefanav, they said, Ribbono Shalom. Aluv v'shenu aluv, mi nidchem v'pnei mi. You have somebody who's Nebuch, in a Nebuch state, Aluv, v'shenu aluv, someone who's not in a Nebuch state. Mi nidchem v'pnei mi, who has to leave because of whom? Amar Leah, Shavku, Elhu, he said to the Malachim, leave him alone. What is he talking about? Because he was blind. They said, leave him alone. Ve'i lahem. Lemikdash Me'at. This is a pasuk in Yecheskel. Speaking to Yecheskel, that in the Gadagolus, that I'm going to be for them a Mikdash Me'at. Amar of Yitzchok says, but the Knesset, but the Midrash of Bavel, the shuls and the Beit HaMidrash of Bavel, they are considered Mikdash Me'at. Rabbi Elazar says, Amar Zeh Beis Rabbeinu Sheb Bavel. Says Rashi, Rav. This is the house of Rav that was found in Bavel. Darish Rava, my dechsev, what is it? What it says in the pasuk, Hashem ba'on ato yisalano, Hashem, you have been a home for us. You're a place for us. Elu bet kinesios, bet imidrashos, these are the bet imidrashos, bet kinesios. Amar Abai says, merei shava garista v'beisa, matzalina v'beisa v'kinishta. Used to be I would learn Torah in my house and I would daven in a shul. But now that I just heard what just happened now, given the Shamas Laha, the Karma Dov, now that I heard what David HaMelech saying over here, that Hashem, Ahavti, Ma'on Beisecha, Hashem, I love the being in your house, now I understand that I should actually be going out and have a Garista Beis Kinesh, I started learning in the shul. Tanya, willing to the Baisa, Rabbi Elazar, Kapper, Amri, comes and he says that eventually these places are going to move to Eretz Yisrael. Shenar, as it says, like Tavor is Har Tavor, and the of other mountains, Har Carmel, referencing Pyro, is going to come into the ocean. This is talking about when he lost his battle, his fight against Nebuchadnezzar. Rashi says, "Lamadnu sha'aver Carmel is a yom ve'im is a hayu b'shas matan Torah." It actually crossed over the sea. And when was that by matan Torah? V'lodvarim kavachomer, isn't it not a kavachomer? Ma tover v'karmel shalobayla l'fisha l'motora. If they only came l'fisha, because according to the timing, the reason was going to shtag nikbar meretz yisrael, but yet they came to eretz yisrael. But the ganesa batim joshu shakorin umarbitza nem Torah over there where they learned read Torah, they give over Torah. So al chavskam mekav. How much more so? Of course, they're going to come and they're going to be eventually in Eretz Yisrael. Now we get into the very famous Gemara about Har Sinai being the smallest of the mountains. The Dosh Par Kapar, my Dechsev, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk? Lama Siratstun Harim Gavnunim. Got the green monster over here, Art Scroll, oh, the big green one. Why do you prance, O you mountains of majestic peaks? It brings that over here on the bottom. The highest mountains, according to Radak, have no cause for pride because God chose Mount Zion over them for his abode on earth. So it says, why are you prancing? Yotzabaskov Armalam, it said, Lama Tirtsu Din Im Sinai. Why? Taratsin means, why do you have a din against Har Sinai? As if like you're upset about the fact that they got the Torah. Kulchem Bali Mum Matem Itzal Sinai. All of you are Bali Mum referenced to Har Sinai because you all Gaivitik and Har Sinai wasn't. Ksiv Hach, it says Gavnunim. This is Loshan of Gavnunim, which means high up. Ksiv Hasim O Gibain O Dak. Talking about the, an issue which comes up, a mom which comes up by a Kohen. And so in other words, it's coming over here that this is some sort of mom that's happening. The Gibein Odak is talking about the eyelashes that are very long or he has a problem with his eyes. So you too, that's what are you guys getting all upset about? Amar Vashi Shema Mino, we see Hai Mandi Yahir Baal Mumu. Anyone who's Yahir who acts in a Gaivitik away is a Baal Mum. Okay, now we get up to the next part of the Mishnah, which says, Eino sin oso kampandaria. You're not allowed to go out and make it a kampandaria. Well, before I say that, just finish off the last point. Like everybody's heard when they were in school, hopefully when they're younger, that all the other mountains said, where are the tallest? Where are the highest? Where are the mightiest? Therefore, we should get it. And what ended up happening because of that gaiva, they ended up not getting it. And Har Sinai was the lowest of them all. And the humility of it, that's they ended up getting the Torah was given on him. All right, so It's considered a mum when a person is a balgaiva. You can't make it as a shortcut. My kampadaria, what does it mean? Amir Rav says, what does it mean? Kampadaria shema. Like that's its name. Kemashmo, she says, like it sounds. What does it mean, like its name? Command Amar. Ademakifna adori eyubahu. Instead of going around it, let me go into it. Rashi says, "Ba'ocha akif shuro shabbatim." Why should I go around all the houses? Alalu. And Kodesh Derech Abayi says, "I'll go through here." Katzir said, "Derech mavoy lamavoy beis hakinesis bein shenayim." A little bit of between the two of them, so you can cut through over there. Why go around? That's a contraction of those two ideas. Kampandaria is ademakifna adore. That's where it comes from. Amar Rebbe, Amar Rebbe says, "Dema yishvil meikar mutar." If there was a shvil there originally, then it's going to be mutar. Rashi says, "Before they built the base, Knesset, you're allowed to go there. It's not a problem." Amar Rebbe Nachman bar Yitzchak and Nichas Hamanasha lo lasa kambadari. A person goes in there, and his reasoning is not in order to make it a shortcut, but he's going in there just for other reason. The mutar lasa kambadari, you're allowed to go ahead, and you're allowed to now use it as a shortcut. Amar Rebbe Chal, Amar Rebbe Huna, Hanichas the base Knesset, someone goes into the shul and they want to daven. Mutar lasa kambadari, you can make it as a kambadari, meaning you can go out from another exit. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Ubevo amaoris afnei Hashem moedim abader shar." At Safo, and someone who comes to visit Hashem, you come through the northern gate, they can go out through the southern gate, not a problem. Now, the next part of the Mishnah, the last part says, "Alu bo asavim lo yutosh b'pnei akavas nefesh." If the grass, asavim their grass, don't cut it down because of akavas nefesh. So people should see it, and they should work on it. They should see it as place and daven for it to come back. Ah, but time was in a braisa. You know, tol shemaychel, you can't cut it down and then feed it to your animals. Aval tol shemaneach, you can go out and you can leave it there. So why not? You're allowed to be tolei shit. You're allowed to be uprooted. Avatol shemaniach, you could uproot it and just leave it over there. So what do you say about that? Says Gora, ki tanan namim season in the chenayim. Our Mishnah also was talking about the fact that you're allowed to do it. Tolei shemaychel tanan. We're only allowed to not do it for it to feed it, but you want to uproot it and then drop it there, that's fine. Tana Rabbanan, based on Kfar, say, no gomem kalos rosh, when you're in a cemetery, do not react with kalos rosh. Ein marim behem behemo, you're not allowed to go ahead and let animals go and eat over there. Ve'im olichem em amasamayim, you're allowed to go ahead and have water. Amasamayim was an area of water that would pass through. You can't use that amasamayim over there as well. Ve'im malakten ba'a, something you can't go and grab grass over there. Ve'im liket sorfam em komen gomem pnei kvod amesim. And if you did pick up the grass, you should burn it right there in order to cover amesim. In fact, the Gemara, hi, what in the world does that mean when you say kavod ha-meis? Ilei ma-seif, if you want to say it means the fact that you picked up the grass and burn it over there. Kevich ha-farsam b'kom, b'sofam b'kom, my kavod ha-meisim iko. What kind of kavod ha-meis is there to go out and to burn it over there? So it says the Gemara, Ella Aresha. This whole shtickle of kavod ha-meis is going on the Resha, not talking about the idea of burning, but in terms of kalos rosh. Rashi says, Mishum kavod ha-meisim, ein nogerim kalos rosh kar. He's talking about not being lightheaded and behaving in a way which is kalos rosh. The next mission we're going to jump into right now is going to be dealing with something known as the four parshios. Shkolim, Zachor, Parah, and Hachodesh. Shkolim dealing with the machzah shekel, which is given over in order to go ahead and bring different karbonos. Karbonos at Sibor. Parshios Zachor is referencing Amalek. Para Aduma, and Achodesh about Kiddush Achodesh. So, we read those around Adar time, as you're going to see right now, and we deal with different details about that. Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shechalios B'Shabbos, Zok, the Heilige Mishnah. When you have Rosh Chodesh, so by the way, during those four parashas, what we do is we read, with those Arba parashas, we read Lamaisa from the Maftir, as we read from different areas. And that's what we're going to jump into. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios B'Shabbos. Let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. Then Vus is the Halocha. What do we do? Karin B'Parshas Shkolim. And Rosh Chodesh Adar, we read Shkolim. This being Rosh Chodesh Adar, Rashi says, Lo dia sheyaviu shekleim ba'adar, kdei sheyakrivu ba'echad b'nisan mitchuma chadasha kedarina b'gemara. Like we're going to see in the Gemara, we saw this also in Maseches Shkolim, this discussion, we're going to see this on the base as well, that we'd go ahead and we would bring the new karbanos that we brought from all the machasitz shekel, that all of Klai Yisrael would go and they would bring, not everyone, but you know, whoever had to be bringing. And they were, therefore, we read it a month earlier on Adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar, in order to remember to do that. Chalios Petocha Shabbos, let's say Rosh Chodesh fell out, Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out during the weekday, the Magdimin L'Sha'avar, that what we do is we bring it earlier to the week that was beforehand, which is going to be still during Shvat, the month right before, we bring it earlier. Umafsikin L'Shabbos Acheres, and then we leave the next Shabbos is going to be left blank. Rashi says, Milomar Parsha Shnia Kadei Shetikra Parsha Zachor B'Shabbos HaSmuch L'Purim. We want that Parsha Zachor is going to be read right before Purim. In order to go ahead and put next to one shtickle next to the other shtick, which are the same inyans. Therefore, we leave it blank so that we end up having 1 week after. B'shnia, Zachor. So we first read Shkalim. The next one, we read that of Zachor. Remember, Purim is in the middle of the month, so therefore we have Zachor, and then we have Purim right following that. So therefore, in the second one, we go out and we read the Parsha of Zachor. Bashlish is the third Parsha, Paraduma, and that's Paraduma. Rashi says the reason we do that is Lahazir Siso Latara Shiasu Pschein B'Tahara. It's going to be Pesach soon. We're going to make sure we're warning people to do their Pesach B'Tahara. B'Raviyas Achodesh Zelechem. And in the fourth Shabbos, you read Achodesh Zelechem, Parsh Zachodesh, which has the halachas of the Karban Pesach. Rashi says Shasham Parsh Zapesach. By the way, we just read it this past Shabbos. Look at that. Talmud Yushan Begersin Amar Bechama Bedin Hu Shiakodem Achodesh Laparsh Zapara. Sharei be'echad b'nisan hukam ha-mishkan, and the first of Nisan, the Mishkan was made. V'sheni lo nisrufa para, they burnt the parim and put in ma hikdimua shehi taharas and shayisrael. Why did they bring it earlier? So the tahara for Yisrael. So really, what it's pointing out is that it should be the different order. We should have chodesh before para, but in order to make sure that people are going to be tahor, so we have para before we have chodesh. B'chamishas chozin l'chesidron, and in the fifth Shabbos we go back to normal, whatever it was. When we have some sort of holiday coming up during Shabbos during the week, Rashi says Milikros Be'inyan Hayom, the Korin never gets pushed aside, and the holiday or whatever it is trumps that thing. The Korin Be'inyan Moed Me'ina Ma'ura, whatever is going on at that time. Barosh Chadashim on Rosh Chodesh, we also stop Bechanukah or Bapurim, Betainios, Bamados. Over Yom Kippurim. All of those should be self-explanatory. Ma'amados shouldn't be understood. We've said it many times. Rashi says, V'karin b'maisa b'reishis k'detanya l'kaman b'masisa, we're going to see later on, like we saw in Meseches Tainis on Daf Chavav, and we mentioned a few days ago also, Over Yom Kippurim also goes in and pushes it off, whatever is normally done. Zok da Heilige Gemara. Tanana, so we learned in the Mishnah Shkalim. This takes us back, my friends, all the way back to last Pesach when we were learning Masechah Shkalim. Be'echab Adam Hashmim al Shkalim, and the first day of Adar, Bezin goes out and they start announcing about Shkalim. Don't forget, my friends, get ready for the fact that we're going to have to bring the Shkalim. Rashi's Bachraz is based in. We also have here of Mosif Rashi, brings some Moi Katan coming up. Next Masechah Hashmim al Shkalim. Bezin Machrizin Shavu Shkalim, the Mikdash, to bring the Mikdash. Shu Yisrael Mevi and Shru. Trumas Shkalim B'Nisan, because they would go bring the Trumas Shkalim and the Mikdash, therefore we have to have everything ready, so they start announcing about that. Beep, turn the page. It's like the Gemara Vayter, Chaf Tes Amabes, V'Ale Kilayim. It's not only we start mentioning about Shkalim, but also about Kilayim, but the fact that you're not allowed to have Kilayim, you have to uproot all this to be fine. Rashi says, Lakor Kilei Azroim, Hanikarin Ben Atfuah, to get rid of all the Kilayim that you find over there, you got to get rid of it. Bishlam the Kilayim, so we say, okay, I understand why you say you got to get rid of Kilayim. Why is it that on Echad Ba'ada that we go and we get rid of Kilayim? Because Dizman Zeriah here, that's the time of Zeriah when we start we plant it. Tulsa points out, not plant it, but the stuff starts to grow over there and then you start seeing it. So it makes sense to go ahead and pull it out. El al Shkalim Minolin. What's Pshat that in Rosh Chodesh Adar you start mentioning Shkalim? Amr of Tavi, Amr of Yoshaya. I'm Rav Yoshi. Rav Tavi says to Rav Yoshi. Damar Kar, we say in a Pasuk, Zos Olis Chodesh B'Chodesho. If you read the full pasuk, it says Viniskehem Chatzia Hin Yela Parus Shishis Ayin La Oil Vus Ayin La Keves Yoin Zos Olas Chodesh Bichotcho Lichotche Hashana. So the question is, what is pshat that we keep saying the word Chodesh? Rashi says Kolani Chadoshim Lameli. What do I need to mention this concept of the Ola of when you get to bring the new moon? Our Torah, the Torah says Chadesh Vahave Carbon Mitruma Chadasha. You should renew a month by bringing the carbon from a new separation. And this is talking about Nisan, when a person gives from the Shkalim. Rashi has in the word Ella Amrator, and if you take a look, it says, Yesh lecha chodesh atat tzarech lechodsho. There is a month you have to be mechadish, renew, ba'avos olus tamidin u'musafin, to bring the tamidim and the musafin, mitruma chadasha, from a new separation. V'zeu Nisan. Kedamrin in Rosh Hashanah, we see in Masechet Hashanah, Dav Zayin, also in Yuma, in Samachem Ebeis, digamrin in Shana min Nisan, d'chsev rishon hu lechem lechodshe Hashana, and we learn out from that idea that we have to bring a new shtickle Torah over there. So that's how we know it says, okay, Kilayim, I get why it's in the first of Adar, but what about Shkolim. Since we know that Nisan has to, everything's got to be brought, says Rat, says the Gorin, Avakevit, the Nisan Boya, Kruvim, Mitrum, and Chadash. Since in Nisan we have to bring from this new separation, Kadmino, Karina, Bechabada. Therefore, a month earlier, we get everything ready. He said, get everybody ready. We got to get the stuff going. Yechidilesi Shkolim, the Mikdash. So we start bringing their shekels, the Shkolim, to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Kiman, who is this going like that you have to have a full month before bringing the new thing to remind them? The low Kermishon Gamliel must not be like Kermishon Gamliel. The Kermishon Gamliel, because he says, Omer Shtei Shabbosos. He says 2 weeks is enough. The time went to the bright. It says, Sholem Milchus HaPesach, Kodlom Pesach Shoshim Yom. This we saw already in a few places. We saw it in Pesachim and in Rosh Hashanah, that we start to ask Hilchus Pesach before Pesach 30 days. He says, you only need to have 2 weeks that you start this up. So Shkolim also you only need 2 weeks, so therefore this must not be going according to him. Kevin Amar says, it says, B'chamisha asar bol shul, on the 15th of the month of Adar, Shulchanos Yoshvin b'Medina, they start setting up in the Medina, which means outside of Yishalayim, they start setting up these money changers. Rashi says, Bali matbeos, matbeos hamachlifin shiklei kesef aprutos, they switch it up that you can get your machzah shekel ready to go. Therefore, with the 15th, so we say 2 weeks before, that ends up being Rosh Chodesh, so it works out. Ubechafei Yoshua Mikdash, on the 25th, they sit in the Mikdash. Rashi says, the simon shekvar karev zaman litrom asalishka b'shalosh kupos, the three different kupos, v'yamaru, v'yavu, d'ba'osa ayom, u'me'osa ayom, maschilin l'mashkein es ha'akvin. Start putting a little pressure on people. You got to get this going. Mishum shulchanos kadmin no karina, and because of the shulchanos, those people that would have these money changers. Therefore, we go and we start reading. Rashi says mishum shulchanos kadmin leechad adar. Dainu shtei shabbos is 2 weeks. V'tamer deb shemang amliya v'rabbanim perach kamer de pesachim. We take a look at pesachim over there. What's going on over there? Why they decide what they say a month or 2 weeks? My parsha shkolim. Now we get into the question of what exactly is the parsha of shkolim. So we see it could be also Rabbi Shimon Gamliel because it's talking about not 4 weeks. It's only 2 weeks, but it's 2 weeks from before the time they set up the tables, which is 2 weeks before the month of Nisan. Now we're going to get into a whole discussion about what is the Parsha of Shkolim. When we say you got to read Shkolim, what is Parsha Shkolim? We have machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav is going to say that it's the pasuk that we're used to saying like every Rosh Chodesh. V'amar to lehem eskar ben yilach mi lisha yireyach nichuchi tishmaru, like reading Parsha's Pinchas. And Shmuel is going to say it's Parsha of Kisisa. Kisisa. So Pinchas was found later on in the Teda and towards the end of Bamidbar, like in the summerish time. And this Parsha of Kisisa is actually found right around Purim time. So that's going to be part of the discussion over here. So hold cup, because this is going to be important. We're going to go back and forth and challenging each one of them about how they can make any sense. So we say, my Parsha Shkolim. There's a new shtickle focus. Here we go. Rav says that it's Rav Omer Tzavas Bnei Sofer Talayim is Kabini Lachmi. That's what it is. What we read like Rosh Chodesh. Ushmul Amar Kisisa. It's Parshas Kisisa, which talks about the Machasitz Hashekel. Bishlam Amar Kisisa makes sense according to one who says, I don't know it's known as Shmuel, says it's Parshas Kisisa, because it's talking about the Machasitz Hashekel. Hainu the Karle Parshas Shkolim. That's why it's called Parshas Shkolim. The Sibba Shkolim, because it's talking about Shkolim. Laman Amar is Kabini Lachmi. Who says anything about Shkolim over there? Midi Shkolim, Ksivi Hodim, and say Shkolim over there? Says Gemara, in, it does. Time Amai, Kid Rav Tavi, like Rav Tavi said, like we saw earlier, says Rashi, Time Kid Rav Tavi, Time Amai, my Sinon, Shkolim Aadar, why do they bring the Shkolim in Aadar? Kid Rav Tavi, Shia, Kriva, Karbonos, Ba'echad Benisan, Mitruma, Chadash, Vahach Mitzvah, Hassam, Ksiva. And that's where it's written, Chodesh, 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 Nikol. Bishlam, Laman, Dabar, Savitz, Be'y, Sol, 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 understand why it says, Dabar, Savitz, Be'y, Sol, why we read over there, makes sense. We should see the Karbonos, Hassam. It says the Karbonos, Kid Rav Tavi, like Rav Tavi. El, Laman, Dabar, Kisisa, Shmuel, right, Shmuel. What is Pshat? How could you say that that's what we learned? That's the Shkolim. Karbonos Miksivi. They say anything about Karbonos over there. Shkolim Ladonim Miksivi. The Shkolim that the Pasuk is talking about, the Machas HaShekel, is actually talking about the Shkolim that gone to the Adonim. The Adonim were the brackets that they used to hold the Mishkan, the beams of the Mishkan with. These brackets that were there and that they put the beams into to hold it. This actually has nothing to do with the Shekel. This has nothing to do with for the Karbanos. That's the Gemara. Ketetani Rav Yosef. Real faith. Yosef, like Rav Yosef taught. Shalosh Trumos. And there are actually three different Trumos that happened over there. Shal Mizbeach, Le Mizbeach. That one's for the Mizbeach. With the Mizbeach, that's the Karbanos over there. Vishel Adonim La'adonim. Those for the Adonim are for the Adonim. Vishel Bedekabayis, Bedekabayis. That's for the maintenance, upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. That was for the Bedekabayis. Rashi says, Shalosh Trumos is Nemru Shah Mechitzas Machzeh Shekel Trumah La'Hashem Yitein Trumas Hashem. Let's say it's Trumas Hashem. Trumas Adonim. So it says the three times. Trumas Adonim, Ha'isal Adonim, Shuzman Zalzbech, Likos Ben Karbanos, Tzibor, L'chol HaShanel, Tzibor, L'chaper Al Nafsho Seichem. So there you have it, my friends. Pretty straightforward. That's what it's talking about in the Bethic Abayas. Hilo is a Shavu Bekula and Ella Ish Kefini Divaso. It goes according to the person who wants to give. Shenemar Vayavoa Anoshim El Anoshim. That the men came over the women. Kol Nediv Lev. All anyone who wanted to go ahead and give. And whoever was generous. So now says the Gemara, Bishlam, Andam Kisisa. I don't understand why the current one says Kisisa. Hainu Dishani Hai Rosh Chodesh Mishar Rosh Chodesh. Now we can understand how the Rosh Chodesh of Adar is going to be different than every Rosh Chodesh. Because every Rosh Chodesh you read as Karbani Lachmi Lishai. Now if it's Rosh Chodesh Adar and you're going to read that same thing, how is that going to be a reminder to go bring the Machzeh Shekel if you read that every month? But according to me, this says Kisisa, it makes sense. Elamanda, where Tzavis Ben Yisrael is Karbani Lachmi, my Shana. Then what? My Shani, what difference is there that you're going to know to bring it? Says Gemara, Shani, of course it's different. Dilo Rosh Chodeshim, the regular Rosh Chodesh that you would read throughout the year of the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. You know what happens? Shita bin Yonad Yoma. They would split up the parsha, whatever parsha it was. Instead of having seven aliyos, they would have only six of those aliyos. They'd split those seven into six people. V'chabit Rosh Chodesh, and one of them would be for Rosh Chodesh. That's how they would go out and split up the laning. However, the Eloidna, but in the case when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in Shabbos, Kulu but Rosh Chodesh, we split up the entire thing. We don't even read at all the parsha of that week, but we split up Rosh Chodesh amongst the seven readers. Hani Chalamandarman, now we go back to Kasha. Hani Chalamandarman, let's say the parsha Suchos there. That is all good and dandy. If you want to say that the difference is that what we do is we read, you know, we read the entire, generally the Shabbos, we read the normal parsha, and we read the seventh Aliyah, but it was going to be Rosh Chodesh, it was Karbani Lachmi, but if it's talking about Rosh Chodesh of Adar, then we read the entire as Karbani Lachmi is all seven Aliyahs. That's how you know the difference. Says Gemara, that's only if that's really true. Hanich Lamandam, let's say the Pashas Chozer, that we go back to the Seder Pashas, that these four Pashas knock off everything, then we go back to the Seder Pashas once we're done with them. But that is a machlokas. Rashi says, "Hal nechlamandam apirkan hayat the ketanim asnisan bechamishis chosen lekasidron." Then the fifth one that we go back lekasidron like we are, says Rashi. Let's say the pashas. Yeah, let's read it. Let's say the pashas chosen shikaru es elu uvehefsiku melikros es pashas haba. I'm sorry. As parshas a Shabbos, ikal lememir kita amar aidna karu kula b'derosh chodesh. And lemanda amar not like that. The mafarish chosen lechesidron leseder aftaros. It's only the aftora that changes. After aftora, alma aftaros hufsuku ad heina avalo a parshos ad hashta avakori nami min yonu diyoma my shani. There is no difference over here. Now back at the Gemara, lemanda amar leseder parshu choser. We don't really, you know, overrule. During these four parshas, every parsha, we read the normal parsha. So parshas at the Oma Karinu, actually read the parsha, the Maishani. What are you going to say now? Because you can't say that we split up the Iskarbat al-Lachmi amongst all six and seven of them, because we actually don't do that. It's going to know, Shani, it's still different. The Ilu Rosh Chodeshim Karishisa Beinyane Dioma. If it would be a regular Rosh Chodesh that falls on the Shabbos, what they would do is they would read six, whatever the normal Shabbos was, and then the seventh one ended up being Inyane Dioma, whatever that was. V'chad, let me say it again. The Ilu Rosh Chodeshim Karishita Beinyane Dioma. Right, six read whatever that parasha is. V'chad kari be the Rosh Chodesh. And the seventh one reads in the Rosh Chodesh. V'ilu idna. But when Rosh Chodesh falls there, Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. Karu telasa bin Yonad Yoma. They read three in the Yonad Yoma. V'arba kari be the Rosh Chodesh. And they split up in an interesting way. You still read in Yonad Yoma, but you split it up amongst three people. V'arba kari be Rosh Chodesh. And then the fourth one, and four end up being Rosh Chodesh. Let's hold cup again. Rav says you read as Karbani Lachmi Lishai. And Shmuel says that you read from Parshas Kisisa, which is talking about the Machzeh Shekel. So now, frankly, go on Meisvei Akasha and Rav. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios B'Shabbos. The Brisa says that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos. Korin B'Parshas Shkalim. Read Parshas Shkalim. Okay, so far so good. We just don't know what that is. That's a Machlokas. Umaftirin B'Yehoyada HaKohen. Now, as we're going to see in a moment, we're going to try to say that this makes sense according to Shmuel, who says it's Kisisa, because then these two ideas are similar one to the next. But according to Rav, they're not similar. Then Rav is going to show how they really are, but let's see. So we're mafter in Bio Yodda HaKohen, it's found in Malachim. Bishlam Lamanda Amar Kisisa makes sense according to Shmuel, who says that we read from Kisisa, that's what Shkala means. Hainu de mafter Bio Yodda HaKohen, the Damila, because it's similar to it. The Chsev, as it says over there in Malachim, that Kesef Nafshos Erko, the money of his of the value of the people, and which is referencing what? That's referencing the concept of the Machzah Shekel. Pretty much says straight up that idea. Alaman Da'amar, and therefore it says Machzah Shekel by the Kisi. So this is Machzah Shekel, Kesef Nafshos Erko. So everything's great. Alaman Da'amar as Karbani Lachmi, according to Rav, you see Machzah Shekel is read as Karbani Lachmi, my Karban, my Lechem. Right, so me dummy, what shaykhis does one have to do with the other? And says Gemara, what are you talking about? We answered this already. Dummy, you can compare it. Kid Rav Tavi, like Rav Tavi said already. Now, why does it say chodesh three times? Because it's talking about the idea of machzah shekel as well in that parsha. So therefore, they are compared. Meser, the Gemara has another kasha again, and Rav trying to knock him out. Chalios parsha smucha lo. Now we know there's a brisa that says, what happens if we're supposed to go ahead and read Rosh Chodesh Adar? We're supposed to read Shkolim now. So Chalios parsha smucha lo. What happens if it falls out to a parsha which is next to it? Says Rashi, means to say Chalios Rosh Chodesh Adar. Biparsha smucha liparsha shkalim, to a parsha which is next to that of parsha shkalim. Rashi says, Gemara says, bein milfaneh, bein milacharea. So whatever that parsha shkalim is either it's karbani lachmi and parsha penkos, or it's parsha kisisa. So what happens if a shchodesh of that year falls out right next to the idea of what we chalios parsha smucha to what we read for parsha shkalim anyway, whether it's before or right after, then karunasa v'kovlanasa, you read it and you double up on it. Rashi says b'shabashnia afa pishakor b'shana, even though you read it already. B'shalamandarma kisisa makes sense to say kisisa hainu demisrami bahuzimna. Now it makes sense that that could happen at that time because Adar is when we read kisisa, and therefore it makes sense that I'm just saying that's around the time of the year when we're reading it anyway. So it makes sense it can come right next to it. And if you're saying that one that Shkolim comes next to Rosh Chodesh Adar comes next to Shkolim, and you're saying Shkolim's kisisa, it makes sense because they're doubling up. Elamanda Amar tzavis karbani tzavis mishas karbani, which is in the Bamidbar. Can you say that if Shkolim falls next, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls next to Shkolim, and you're saying Rosh Chodesh Adar is going to fall next to Shkolim, says Shkolim is as Karbani Lachmi Parshas Pinchas, that's not even in the right time zone. It's at the end of Parshas Bamidbar. It doesn't make any sense. So it's going to, yes, it does. In, you know why? Lebnei Marava Damaski Lidaraisa Betlashinin. This works according to those that live in Eretz Yisrael, who they actually split up the Torah reading, not that they finish it every year, but they finish it every 3 years. Rashi says, "Besayimim b'chamishi chumshin pam achas l'sholosh shanim." It takes them 3 years. V'lo b'chol shana k'mo sh'anu osen, not every year, like we end up doing. And therefore, it can actually work out that it's going to be right next to it. Zok the Gemara Tanya Kavaseh the Shmuel of your Brisa would support Shmuel, who says that we read from Parshas Kisisa. And it says the following, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalos B'Shabbos, Korin Kisisa, Maftirin B'Yo Yodah Yakorin, straightforward. Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafra, he said, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalos B'Shabbos. This spells out pretty much like Shmuel, straight up. Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafra, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalos B'Shabbos on the Shabbos, Motzian Shalosh Torahs V'Korin B'Yin. If you got three Sefer Torah and you read for them, Echad Ben Yonash Hayom, one is what we read that day. V'Echad B'Shav Rosh Chodesh, Yonam Rosh Chodesh. V'Echad, the other one is B'Kisisa. Ki Sisa, pretty straightforward. Therefore, go ahead and read Ki Sisa. Next. Right, so we read whatever the parasha is, and Rosh Chodesh, and Ki Sisa, which is Shkalim. Another statement. From Rav Yisrael Gnafcha, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shechalos B'Shabbos. Let's say Rosh Chodesh Teves was during Hanukkah time. Right, it falls out on Shabbos. We read Shalosh Torahs, we read three Sefer Torah. Echad B'Yom Shoyom, whatever the parasha is. Echad B'Yom Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh. Echad B'Chanukah, and one of Chanukah. Utsricha, and we need to say both of these shtiklach. We need to say, mention the idea when it comes up by Chanukah, and we have to say also when it comes up by Rosh Chodesh Adar. Because if we just would have said it when it comes to Chodesh Teves that came out on Shabbos, Bahakam Rav Yitzchak said that's what Rav Yitzchak says that he took out three Sifrei Torah. Aval Bahach Kirav Sirli, maybe over there in the other case when Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, maybe you would paskin like Rav. The Amar Parsha Shkolim Es Karbin Hilachmi Ubishtei Torah Sagi, and therefore you'd only have to bring out two different Torahs because you also read from Rosh Chodesh from the same thing. Kamal Shalom therefore comes to tell you, not like that, that you need to bring out three Sifrei Torah, even in that circumstance as well. And it goes like Shmuel, and it's Kisisa. It says the Gemara, V'lema ha'belo b'yohach. So say the opposite one. Just say what happens in Rosh Chodesh Adar, and then we don't have to tell me what happens in Rosh Chodesh Teves, because of an Adar, we know it's three Sifrei Torah. And we know Teves also three Sifrei Torah. We'll know Kisisa, and then we'll be fine. That's Gemara. Chad the Mechlal Chaverta Itmar. Itachinam, it actually only said one, and he understood the other one from that which was said. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here, continue on with this in Yonim about what we lay in the different days. Tomorrow, Bezer Hashem, I wish all y'all a great, great day.